The U.S. no longer seems likely to go insolvent in 2 weeks. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. I will have the global perspective in a sec, but first, a plan to let the U.S. keep paying its bills past the end of the month moves to the U.S. Senate after passing the House last night. It's a clean increase of the nation's debt limit, clean meaning it has no strings attached. But as Marketplace's David Gura reports, the agreement to push the next debt ceiling deadline to March of 2015 does give the economy something it needs.
We're talking about certainty, and Michael Brown says that's important. He's an economist with Wells Fargo.
I think this is some positive news and provides much-needed clarity for the business community and consumers.
He says this deal would give a boost to consumer confidence for a while, 12 or 13 months.
For financial markets, a year is a long time.
Kevin Logan is the chief U.S. economist at HSBC Securities.
And removing the threat of a debt ceiling showdown or a treasury default is a positive.
The threat of default makes markets jittery, and this deal would remove some uncertainty.
It removes the potential disruption that could occur to financial markets. Even if the probability is small, the consequences are devastating, catastrophic.
This deal, hopefully, would give investors and business owners the confidence to hire workers and to expand their operations. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Now let's check the numbers. The FT 100 in London is up 0.2% after the Dow rose 192 points, 1.2% yesterday. Dow and S&P futures are hovering around unchanged this morning. Charitable giving to colleges and universities hit a record last year. A report out this morning says donors gave more than $33 billion to higher education last year. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, it's all about the stock market.
College giving has climbed back from the recession and then some, rising 9% from 2012. Ann Kaplan directs the annual survey at the Council for Aid to Education. She says a lot of giving was to endowments in the form of stock.
And all the major stock indexes increased by more than 15% over the course of the fiscal year we studied.
While most schools reported at least some increase, the biggest winners were the big names. Stanford, Harvard, USC, Columbia all raised several hundred million dollars last year. John Cash with consulting firm Martz & Lundy helps colleges raise money.
But the kind of mid-tier universities in the United States, and particularly public universities, have to struggle to achieve the kind of generosity from private philanthrophists that the great established private research institutions receive on a regular basis.
Cash says large donors want to change the world, and big research institutions with med schools and innovative science programs can promise to do that. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Here's one more number from the world of higher ed. The Pew Research Center says younger people with just a high school degree only earn 62% of what people make who have a college degree. That gap is now the biggest in nearly a half century. The study's co-author says, quote, the only thing more expensive than getting a college education is not getting one. Big-time Hollywood producer had a problem. Even though we supposedly live in the modern world, why can't a person keep easy track of all their messages? If it was just email, that's one thing, but it's text, it's phone calls, it's did I call this guy back yet? So this producer figures there has to be a better way. The name of his app is Call Please, and its creator is Greg Feinberg, executive producer of the HBO series True Blood. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to understand the problem you're trying to solve. Paint a picture for me. You come out of, say, 45-minute meeting, and then your assistant would, what, dump a pile of phone calls on your lap?
That's generally what would happen, or I would be, you know, on a scout, meeting, whatever. I would get a bunch of texts. And one day I walked out of the scout van. Alex Skarsgård from True Blood came up to me. He's like, I've been trying to call you for the last couple of hours. And my assistant apparently had texted me a couple of times, but it got caught up with a bunch of other texts because I had about 20 texts during that scout. And I was sort of fed up because he had something very important to talk to me about. And, you know, I didn't get the message. So the problem we're essentially trying to solve is, you know, while I'm mobile and out there in the world, trying to get the information of calls coming into my office, me being able to deal with the phone calls and my assistant knowing what I actually did.
Now, you're a big time producer, so I want to know what it means that you're the developer of this app. I mean, did you order a nerd into your office and say, hey, kid, make this happen and call me when it's done?
It's kind of like that. There was a nerd that happened to be in my office, and I said to him, I've got this problem, and I have an idea of how to solve it. And he looked at me and said, I can help you with that. And the rest is history.
I mean, I'm sure you're asked this, though, Greg. You're even beyond True Blood, you produced what many would call the single greatest series in the history of human drama, Twin Peaks. What are you doing even involved at all with trying to develop something like an app?
Well, you know, I think it's all, in a weird way, it's very similar. You have an idea, a story you want to tell, and you try to figure out how to do it. You know, when you're producing, you're constantly problem solving. This was just another problem. So I thought, maybe I can solve it.
What, may I ask, does your assistant do now that the app is taken over some of his functions?
Well, for assistants who want to be really, really proficient and earn their way up, he's been promoted to the head of development for my company now, because Call Please made him so efficient that he actually got a promotion.
I love America.
Isn't it great?
What a career trajectory.
Yep.
Greg Feinberg developed the app, a software service really, known as Call Please. He also has a little side job as executive producer of the HBO series True Blood. Mr. Feinberg, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, David.
The new Android version of Call Please is just out, by the way. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.